7, written from the heart. In the month of St. Valentine's Day, we meet a novelist celebrating 100 romances and a new writer escaping into love stories. My 100 heartfelt romances. Pam Brooks read her first Mills and Boone aged 12 and fell so deeply in love she became a romance writer and is celebrating her 100th Happy Ever After.
Pam Brooks. Now, Pam Brooks loves a love story. She's lost count of the number of smouldering looks, passionate proposal scenes, and happy ever-after wedding days as she has been part of, but she knows she has written 100 romantic novels for Mills and Boone. And her 100th novel is published on the 2nd of February. Now, Pam began writing medical romances for Mills and Boone when her baby daughter was ill in hospital over Christmas in 2000. A baby of her own was accepted on Chloe's first birthday and published on her second. Pam writes for Mills and Boone as Kate Hardy and has set many of her novels in Norfolk. She was just 12 when she read her first Mills and Boone book and fell in love with romantic fiction. I'd written stories ever since I can remember, and that book crystallised for me what I wanted to write, love stories with happy endings, she said. And that is still what she loves most about writing romances. There's a guaranteed happy ending, and my readers tell me that when they're feeling low, they read one of my books and it makes the world feel like a better place, said Pam. And being able to write a book that does that for people is the best job in the world. Now, several of her books have won national prizes, including the Romantic Novelists Association, or the RNA, Romance Prize for her 25th Mills and Boone book, Breakfast at Giovanni's, and her 19th novel, A Will, A Wish and a Wedding, which was inspired by Norfolk butterflies and butterfly experts, and won the RNA Shorter Romantic Novel Award. Judges called it everything you could possibly want from a romance. Sweet, sexy, captivating, and a book that makes you laugh and cry. Now, Ballyloving Pam was also delighted to be presented with a National Literary Prize by dancer Darcy Bustle. Dance and several of her other passions, including music and cookery, often find their way into her novels, and she has also written local history books. Pam grew up in Attleborough and started out as an accountant in Norwich before moving into her marketing and then becoming a full-time writer. She lives in Cossey, near Norwich, with her husband of 30 years. Her favourite part of the county to set her romances is along the North Norfolk coast. Wells next to sea appears quite a lot in my books, says Pam, and the bluebell woods at Blickling and Foxley and at Cossey make an appearance. And often there's a garden which might have elements from Blickling, East Ruston or Hoveton Hall. She has also enjoyed exploring the literary potential of more distant settings, including Paris, Sorrento, Rome, the Italian lakes, Iceland and Vienna. And, said Pam, lots of what we call fake Mediterranean principalities, meaning we can make up our own laws, which is very handy for a royal book. Her 100th book, Tempted by Her Fake Fiancé, will be launched at a party at Waterstones in Norwich, where the first was launched 2 decades ago. Between the two launches, Pam's romances have sold millions of copies and been translated into more than 20 languages. Pam is particularly fond of the stories featuring parts of Norfolk, and her 100th Mills and Boone romance is set in the county. Every plot is different, said Pam. Do you know, I was speaking at a book event not long ago, and someone came up to me afterwards and said, if you've written 100 books, they must all be the same. I was quite upset at that, because that's really not true. Romance novels need characters, conflict and a resolution. But even if you use similar plot devices, like my favourite one, The Fake Fiancé, the character's backstory and how they deal with the conflict, That is, the reason they can't get together and the emotional journey they go on to resolve their conflict and reach the happy ending will make all the books different. However, despite 30 years of happy marriage, she's not been able to base them on real life. For a romance writer, I'm a bit hopeless at romantic gestures, and so is Gerard, my other half, said Pam. Well, having said that, I keep an eye out for his favourite musicians and buy tickets to see them because he loves going to shows. And he buys me flowers every week because he knows I love flowers on my kitchen window. Oh, and he did surprise me on our 30th wedding anniversary with the most gorgeous pendant with a pearl. I had no idea he even knew the 30th was a pearl anniversary. And although she has come up with 100 and counting plots, she said, I never, ever get to choose my title. The marketing team does this, and I rant hugely when they stick me with a billionaire title. I mean, if you look at the real-life millionaires, and how many of them are gorgeous? Well, Pam and Gerard, who have two grown-up children and two spaniels, met on a blind date organised by Gerard's best friend when Pam was working as a barmaid in Attleboro during her university holidays. And while she never models her characters on real people, she admitted, I do like giving my heroes gorgeous blue eyes as a nod to my husband. Tempted by Her Fake Fiancé by Kate Hardy is published by Mills and Boon.
My only escape was through my imagination. A devastating illness left Claire Wade bedbound and only able to work for 20 minutes a day, but she was determined to achieve her dreams.
For Claire Wade, writing was a way to escape an illness which had left her housebound and bedridden. She was just 10 when she contracted glandular fever, and she never recovered. 2 years later, she was diagnosed with myalgic encephalitis, ME. By her late teens, Claire of Norwich could no longer go to school or even leave the house. I was bedbound and in a darkened room 24 hours a day, unable to read, watch TV or do any of the things I loved, said Claire. My only escape was through my imagination, and I started picturing stories in my head. I was too ill to write them down, but I dreamt of being well enough to one day publish a book. Her hopes of going on to sixth form and university were abandoned. I've had to forge a different path for my life than the one I expected, said Claire. Nobody knows exactly what causes ME, and there isn't a cure or even a treatment. It's a debilitating condition that affects millions of people, and it's taken everything from me. But I've done my best to focus on what I can do and adapt my dreams to make the most of my life. I first got a wheelchair when I was 15, and I absolutely hated it. I felt so embarrassed and ashamed and was very aware of other people's reactions. Then I became bedbound and couldn't go anywhere or do anything. It was terrible. When I started being able to go out again, I was so delighted to be in my wheelchair. People often pity those using mobility aids, but what they don't realise is that they're just tools that give us freedom and access to the world. Her journey towards becoming a writer began with National Novel Writing Month, in which people aimed to write 50,000 words in 30 days. Although it seemed like a daunting task, it was only a month and it felt like a fun challenge, said Claire. 3 months later, she began The Choice, set in a version of Norwich where sugar is illegal and baking a crime. Critics called it an electrifying debut and a gripping, chillingly realistic look at how far oppression can go and what part ordinary people play. Claire found she had written about a woman breaking free from constraints on her life. In The Choice, Olivia loses her business, her freedom and her independence when the government brings in a sugar ban. She becomes very isolated. Her family and her home are her whole life, said Claire. The book went on to win the Good Housekeeping First Novel Competition. The prize was a publishing deal, and the novel also won the fiction category of the 2020 East Anglian Book Awards. That year, Claire set up the group Authors with Disabilities and Chronic Illnesses, ADCI, in association with the Society of Authors, to support and encourage disabled authors. That led to a nomination in the inclusion category of the 2022 Romantic Novelists Association's Awards and an invitation to guest edit the first disability issue of the Bookseller magazine. It was a fantastic opportunity to speak directly to agents, editors and publishers about the challenges disabled authors face and to suggest ways to make the industry more accessible and inclusive, said Claire, who lives in Norwich with her mum, who is also her carer. It's very difficult being an adult who needs help just to get through the day, but it's a reality that disabled people have to accept and make the best of, said Claire. I used to be able to go out occasionally for short periods, but after my recent relapse, I'm back in being completely housebound again, which is devastating. But she is writing her second novel, a love story, from her bed for just 20 minutes a day using dictation software. It's very different to the choice, but still has food and family at the heart of it. After my debut novel came out, I suffered a severe relapse, and it's taking longer than I'd like to recover, but I'm really excited about the story, and I can't wait to be able to share it with readers, said Claire.